What would your motherhood look like if it was centered in the gospel? That's the heartbeat of this month. How do we know what the Word of God says about motherhood versus what tradition has told us about motherhood, what our own experience when we were mothered as a child tells us about motherhood, what we see exhibited by our friends or by media around us? What does it mean to have a motherhood centered in the gospel? Join me this month as we look at what God has to say about this role that we play with our children. How do we stop comparing ourselves to others in motherhood? We've been in this series of understanding what it means to be a gospel-centered mom, to understand this calling and how it centers down in the truth of the gospel. And this question is a big one. How do we stop comparing ourselves? How do we stop measuring ourselves by what we see, whether it's on social media, in our friends' lives and the way they're mothering, in just women in our church, perhaps, or women that we see in the workplace, and comparing and measuring our success or failure according to what we see happening in their lives? Because that measuring stick is always moving, isn't it? There's always something we didn't know we should be doing. There's always something that now there's a better way of doing it. And when we are busy comparing, we do not experience true peace. We do not experience joy. We do not walk in victory. But God has promised us that peace and joy and victory are ours as His daughters. So we're going to talk today about how we fight against comparison, and I'm going to give you the most gorgeous word picture for it that actually one of my dear friends gave to me. And I've done a little bit of research, and I am stunned and I am in awe of this, because I think that this, coupled with a scripture that we're going to look at today, could become for you perhaps a way to change, to stop believing the lie that you have to measure up to everyone around you and you need to look as good as or better than, to stop this comparison game and instead to hold tightly to Jesus Christ. In the ocean, there is obviously lots of algae and kelp. And there is a piece on the kelp that grows. It's similar to roots. It's a spaghetti-like structure that grows and attaches the kelp or the algae or the seaweed to a rock or to the floor of the ocean, so that in all the turbulence of waves, and whether there's big storms or just the waves of the ocean, that plant is held tightly to where it is supposed to remain. And you know what the name of that little piece, that little spaghetti-like structure is? It's called the holdfast. It's called the holdfast. It's different than a plant's roots. It doesn't, no nutrients go up it. It's not that. It serves only as an anchor. It is something to which something else, the algae and the kelp, is firmly attached and secured. This holdfast not only holds the algae in place, but it also serves as a protected environment for young juvenile fish to be nurtured and sheltered right there in this piece of attachment between the kelp and the rock. Do you know that in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, there's this passage of scripture that I believe when we are struggling with comparing ourselves to others, we need to find our holdfast. We need to find our anchor, because our determination of our identity, our belief in who we are cannot be in what we're doing or how well we're doing it or how it compares to anyone else. And Hebrews 6:19 gives us the truth we need when we are contending with, when we're in the turbulence of comparing ourselves to others. We need our holdfast. We need our anchor. Hebrews 6:19 says this. It says, we have this as a sure and steady anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What this scripture is saying, the author of Hebrews is saying, you have this as the anchoring place for your soul. In the midst of everything that makes you feel like you're in the biggest storm, feel like everything is unsteady, you don't have a good foundation, you don't know if what you're doing is right, this is your anchoring place. You have a hope, who is Jesus, who enters into the inner place behind the curtain. This scripture is a little bit hard sometimes for us to read because sometimes we don't understand. Basically, the author here in Hebrews is using a lot of word pictures for us. And so I want us to look at them really quickly in the next 3 minutes or so, because I want you to walk away today knowing, first of all, that you are the ship and you are in the sea of this world and it is tossing you to and fro. And comparison is one of the chief tactics that the world will try to use against you to make you unsteady. And as a mom, it is just the amount of pressures that we have. I mean, I watch it inside of just Christian media, and I see these women waffling and trying to explain away. They share something on Instagram, but they're going to make sure they explain away all the ways that it's not, whatever, unsafe or bad for their child. Like, because they're so unsteady about how somebody else may interpret something that they're sharing. And I am telling you, you have a holdfast for your soul, and it is not the approval of man. It is not what everybody else thinks of you or how you compare to anyone else. It is Jesus Christ himself. He is your hope. He is the anchor for your soul in the midst of a sea that is trying to rock your ship, your life, all over the place. But you are held fast. You're held fast to the rock. God himself is your rock, and you are held fast to him through Jesus Christ, who went before you. And here's the second word picture that the author is now going to use in this Hebrews passage. He says, this hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. What he's talking about there is that Christ went into the inner place behind the curtain, and he's referencing in the temple, there was a veil or a curtain that hung between the holy place and the holy of holies where God himself dwelt with his people. And the only people who could go beyond that veil was the high priest. And that was only once a year until Jesus Christ came. And when he came on his death, we see in scripture that that veil was torn from the top to the bottom. Meaning it wasn't torn by man. Nobody went in and ripped that veil. No, the power of Jesus ripped that veil apart, opening up for us the ability to walk straight into where God dwells. And that is our hope, that Jesus himself opened the way for you and me when we feel like, oh my goodness, are we doing this right? Is this measuring up? Are we going to make, is this end? The end game of this going to be well done, right? We all have those fears, and we're going to deal with those in another episode. But for today, and we're looking all around us in this world and trying to make sure we measure up, because goodness, if we can make sure we're doing it like everybody around us, and surely we're doing it right. And what the gospel has for you and me is the only anchor, the only holdfast is Jesus, because he has opened the doorway up for you to walk straight into the throne room, to present your requests there, to ask for clarity there, to seek God's face there in prayer, where you will find what? What does it say? It promises us in Hebrews that we will find, what will we find? It says in Hebrews 4:16, there in the throne of grace, we will receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That is what we need. But that is the beauty of the gospel for today. This little nugget of truth for you is that comparison can die when we know we are anchored by the one who opened the doorway for us to walk into his throne room, get right in front of him, and get everything we need. Everything we need in that time. All the mercy we need, all the grace we need, all the insight we need, all the discernment we need, all the strength we need, all the confidence we need, all the vision forward we need, God offers in his throne room. And that doorway was opened by Jesus, who says, don't be tossed to and fro. Don't try and measure up to this person today and then, oh my goodness, realize tomorrow it's something else. That will feed the anxiety in your soul and it will make you feel tossed to and fro. And my encouragement to you is stay with your holdfast. Ask your holdfast, Jesus Christ, to anchor you and make your heart steady. Oh, my friend, making sure that your motherhood lines up with the gospel means we stand in the truth of these scriptural truths and we apply them right here in the middle of what we're doing. Thank you for joining me as we are centering our motherhood in the truths of the gospel. I pray that you will gain confidence and clarity to know how God sees your motherhood and invites you deeper into relationship with him. Thanks for joining me on the Warrior Mama podcast. Are you ready to start praying God's word over your child's life, over their future, over their present, praying for their protection, praying for their decision-making, praying for their character to be different, praying that they come to know Jesus as their Savior and that they walk more in love with him than you ever have? Are you ready to pray that way for your child? A Warrior Mama's Prayers Journal is designed for the course of a year to help you pray confidently God's promises and truths, specifically for your child or for your children, journaling and watching God at work month after month, returning to the same prayers and seeing what God has done from one month to the next. It's simple, and yet it's powerful. You can grab a copy of a free introductory prayer guide down below in the links, but can I encourage you to invest your time and pray specifically, powerfully, and confidently the word of God over your child's life through a Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal.